Magic off of the Wizards of Winter's latest album, The Magic of Winter. This is Dysfunctional Podcast. I am Jesus Figueroa at dysfunctionaldysfunctional.com. Today I have an interview I did with Diana Yanez, creator, actor, and co-writer of the Latina Christmas Special.
I guess this is like the third year for this show, I believe. Mm-hmm. But it's the first year with a bigger production.
Yeah, real production, real pro. I mean, when we first started the show in 2013, I basically convinced a theater, which at that time was the Elephant Theater, which is part of the Theater Asylum complex, to work with me and let me have the space for free. The guy disbelieved in the show, but I did everything myself. I literally was the director, the producer, the lighting designer, the set person, the set house and things like that. And so we ended up doing really well. Like the show, all of a sudden people were waiting outside for any tickets that were available, and it did really well. And then the second year we had the same experience. I tried to do more shows and I added guest stars, and we did really well again, but still it was really too much for me to do, to write, to direct, to, you know, because I'm one of the main writers and I also helped the other girls with theirs, but we all helped each other, but I was the main person with the idea and the whole thing. So what happened was that we finally Jeff came to see the show. I'm sure he's going to tell you about this, and he loved it, and we started getting offers, because actually the very first year people were like, hey, can you bring your show to our theater? But Jeff came with a certain passion and a certain sort of real faith in the show that convinced me that it was time to move. I mean, it was obvious it was time to move, but we didn't have he was the best offer, the best, most exciting, most convincing person to go with. And I love this theater. I've been here before, and it's a real professional theater. It's exactly what I wanted.
What was your reaction when he came to you and offered all this?
Well, I was really excited. At the time, I was looking for or hoping for a female to direct us. But, I'm not sexist or racist or anything. I was like, I'm not going to hold that he's not a woman over his head. I want the best person. It doesn't matter to me what sex they are. And as long as they understood the message and got us and our humor. And he did. I mean, we had some very nice offers from other people, but Jeff certainly came to me with the most passionate love of the show, and that's what convinced me.
How did you choose the cast?
Well, I've been an actor in Los Angeles for a long time, more than a decade, and so I knew a lot of actresses, and I've also been in comedy for many years. I used to tour with Margaret Cho, was one of her opening acts. I've done a lot of sketch comedy, a lot of improv. And so I knew a lot of funny people, but when I came up with the idea of, I was looking for something that could be done in a short period of time, so I thought if I do a Christmas show, well, then it's only a certain time of year. And I thought about the stories I wanted to tell, which were about family and personal and culture and traditions, and I thought, obviously Latinas, and then I went for the two funniest women I knew. Now, I know a lot, so I don't want to cut out the other funny people I know, but this seemed like a really good balance. The three of us are different, but with the same moral compass, I guess. You know, we have the same comedic sensibility, even though we have three totally different styles.
Putting Latina in the title, do you think it kind of like narrows down the audience it reaches, or...?
So far, we haven't had that experience. Of course, that's always a fear that, oh, people aren't going to see it because it's Hispanics, or maybe because it's women. But so far, we've had a really great turnout. And in fact, some of our biggest fans are people that are not Latinos. I mean, I've had, I would say that a good 50% of our audience is non-Hispanic, and they come out, you know, trying to say all of our Hispanic, Spanish expressions that we use, you know, and understanding us a lot better. And I'm talking about all types of people. We have literally had people in the audience who are so involved with the show because it's set in somebody's home that they actually talk to us like they forget that they're seeing a play. Like we had one woman, you know, when Sandra said something, she said, "Oh, and then what happened?" And we were like, "Oh, she forgot she's in the theater."
Which changes or evolution has this play gone through from moving from a smaller venue to a bigger venue?
Huge changes. The core of the show is still the same. We're each doing mini one-woman shows inside of it. So we're each telling our theatrical story of our childhood Christmases. So we're talking about Christmas. That stuff is still basically the same, just redirected. But then what we did when we moved here, because Jeffrey is adamant about expanding and evolving the show, before we had it sort of loosely tied together and that we're just drinking and talking and this whole thing comes about, now it's actually inside of a play. We spent the first month just rewriting and writing and creating the whole play that these three monologues sit inside of. So huge changes. We also now have a set designer, a lighting designer. I mean, all those things I used to do myself, there's professionals doing it now. So it's really a step up for us. It's very exciting.
So how do you feel having, I guess, less control over it while still having, you know, being the lead of everything?
it takes some getting used to. I definitely have those moments where I have to remind myself that these are some things I can't control anymore. And I definitely struggled with it at first, but I'm a big believer that the universe sort of opens the path you need to go down. And I knew this was a step up for us. I knew that I had no idea what was going to happen, but I had faith that it was going to work out. And so far, I mean, I can't tell you how incredibly happy I am with all the things we're changing and doing. And the Latino Theater Company has really brought a lot of love to the show as well. You can tell that they're trying to grow it just as much as we are. We just all had to get used to each other. I think we were used to directing ourselves. In fact, that was one of the hardest things, was getting us to stop directing each other and letting Jeff direct us.
How much have you expanded the dates and the performances to fit this type of venue?
Well, the first year we did it, which was, you know, the year that I had no idea whether it was going to work or not, we did 4 shows. Those sold out. We had people waiting outside in the rain trying to get in. So the next year I went, okay, I'll do 9 shows. Those sold out. We moved here. They have us booked for 20 shows with extensions available. Now, I don't know how many people want to see Christmas stories in January, but they really do believe in it. So if the audience wants to see it, we're going to do it. And this show has a lot of, I think, a lot of longevity built into it as well, because it's a Christmas tradition for adults, basically. You know, I don't know how many times you saw Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, but I saw it a lot of times. And I think that it's gonna create something like that, except it's gonna be adults going, "Oh, you have to see this show."
Latino Theater Company presents the Latina Christmas Special at Los Angeles Theater Center, starring Diana Yanez, Sandra Valls, and Maria Russell, from November 21st to December 20th, directed by Jeffrey Rivas. Check out more from me at dysfunctional.com. Follow me on social media at Dysfunctional on Twitter and Instagram, Dysfunctional LA on Facebook, and check out more of my interviews here on Audio Boom. Magic.